Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Psalm 139 and then also out of the letter in Ephesians written by the Apostle Paul. First, out of Psalm 139, beginning of verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. And then out of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the Apostle Paul writes, For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Some of you might remember Tina Turner. She's a singer and icon in the music industry. And back in 1991, she sang a song called Simply the Best. One of the lines of that song was this, You're simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I've ever met. In one of his books, Leo Buscaglia says this, The easiest thing to be in the world is you. The most difficult thing to be is what other people want you to be. Don't let them put you in that position. There was a time when our elder granddaughter Hannah was much younger and before our younger granddaughter Ellie had even been born that Gainesville had a Disney store located in our largest mall here. I was a regular customer, as you can imagine, usually with Hannah in tow. On this occasion, though, I was all alone, although I probably should have brought Hannah with me because I was about to make a completely innocent mistake that I'm sure she would have not allowed me to make, would have known better. The movie Finding Nemo had not been released yet, but there were advertisements everywhere about when the movie would open at the theaters. However, the shelves in the Disney store were full of Nemo toys and collectibles. You could find Nemo pajamas, pictures, games, and all sorts of stuffed animals of each of the characters who would star in the movie, including a plush Nemo stuffed clownfish toy. My daughter-in-law, Amy, had long since given up trying to convince me that a child could have too many stuffed animals. Since, having none as a child myself, it was my firmly held belief that a child could not have too many stuffed animals. The more, the better. As a matter of fact, some of you might remember that I had surgery a couple of years ago and shared these Tuesday morning devotional thoughts with you from a hospital bed the next morning with as little pain medicine as possible so I wouldn't seem too groggy. A few hours later that day, our younger granddaughter Ellie came to visit after learning that I had never had a teddy bear in my life. And so during her visit to see me with her daddy, she brought me my first ever teddy bear, which remained seated on the dresser in our bedroom. Anyway, back to my visit to the Disney store. So, with Nemo all the rage in those early years, there I was at the Disney store trying to select just the right Nemo stuffed fish for our granddaughter Hannah. After careful inspection of all its features and markings, making sure all the seams were sewn together, and finding just the right size one to be a perfect fit for Hannah's arms, I walked out with the first Nemo stuffed fish for our home, or actually for their home. But even after looking over each one in the store and finally selecting what I thought was the perfect one, I never noticed that one of Nemo's flippers was smaller than the other one until I got home and saw the defect. And so I hurried back to the store to return what I believed to be the defective little stuffed toy fish. After showing the clerk my Nemo, and expressing my concern about the flipper, I did my best to hide my embarrassment as the sales clerk smiled and explained very nicely that the Nemo clownfish stuffed toy was in fact normal, that one flipper was supposed to be smaller than the other. She assured me that I would understand that once I saw the movie. Well, of course, she was right. And I realized that I had fallen into the same cultural trap we all fall into at times, falling prey to the usual values of society for us to fit within and conform to, telling us what normal is and what we should look like and be like so we can measure up to the world's standards. I suppose I'd given myself more credit than I deserve for being able to see past those artificial walls of meaningless differences that the world tends to set up that, and we erect too often and for too long, which we allow then to determine our own value, our personal value, and the value of others. The power of a culture which praises and affirms perfection and outward beauty is ever present, pervasive, and subtle in its influence. And it had infected me again that day. I wonder if you've ever had someone say that you had one flipper smaller than the other, that you didn't measure up. Did you allow it to determine your own personal view of yourself? Or perhaps with no one's help at all, you just felt you had one flipper smaller than the other, that somehow you didn't measure up. Perhaps you felt like you were on the outside looking in when you were younger, not part of the in-group. Maybe at any age it was your shape, your size, or looks. Or maybe you were too quiet, shy, a bit geekish, or non-athletic. Perhaps something or someone reminded you that you were born on the wrong side of the tracks. Perhaps it was a matter of family finances, as a child being not enough, or clothes you didn't have that the cool kids were wearing. Maybe you feel you don't measure up in your profession, your job, career, wherever you are each day. Others seem to do things better than you. You don't win as much as others do, or as much as other teams do in sports if you're in sports, or other businesses do if you're in business. Maybe you're still looking for your 15 minutes of fame that everybody talks about, or hoping for a good bit more than that. Perhaps one of your children or someone else you know has a flipper, so to speak, smaller or different looking than society thinks it should be. Perhaps you yourself have accepted what the world thinks you should look like, be like, or achieve to be worthy and to measure up. But then, thank goodness, we remember the words of the psalmist that we read earlier. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. Or the words of the Apostle Paul. And remember, both of these, all Scripture is inspired by God, written by whoever it was. And in this case, it's the Apostle Paul, recorded in Ephesians in chapter 2, where he says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." Fearfully and wonderfully made, God's masterpiece. Let me say it again. Fearfully and wonderfully made, God's masterpiece, with two regular size flippers, or maybe one with it's a different size. No matter what, we are God's masterpiece with gifts and potential and a platform and opportunity for a special impact that no one else in the world has and can have. So why not stop trying to be someone else? Stop trying to be someone we're not, and instead be the incredible, wonderful masterpiece God has created, which is us, which is you and me. You know, wouldn't it be too bad if we lived our lives always trying to change or get over something about us we wished was different, or spent our lives trying to be like someone else? And then got to the end of our lives only to realize that we missed being all who God wanted and created us to be. Well, as it turned out, Nemo was pretty cool, despite his smaller flipper. Or was it because of his smaller flipper? Well, either way, my granddaughter Hannah thought he was simply the best. And after Ellie was born and saw him, well, she felt the same way too, with her very own Nemo. That's what granddads do. Went out and got her one when she was born. My friends, embrace who God created you to be. You're simply the best. You're simply the best. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time. These dear friends, thank you that we just get to stop for a moment, pause during the week to remember how much you love us, how much you care for us, that you made us wonderful, that we are your masterpiece. Help us to be that, to embrace and claim who it is you created us to be so that we can be all that you want us to be for the world, to be able to touch the lives around us that need a sense of your love, to be able to walk with you, being all that you want us to be, growing even more with your leadership into all that you expect us to be and create us to be. Be us. Be who you made us to be. Help us to do that. Help us to touch the world with and through you. Thanks for walking through with us. Thanks for being there. As you were there in the beginning and there at the end and there always. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of all of that and because of all that, you love us. Thanks for loving us. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.